Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary.
Yep.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all please do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we cannot hear any of your background noises as we speak. I also have a co-host. His name is Doughboy. How are you on tonight, Doughboy?
I'm doing good, family. How everybody doing tonight?
We're fine. We're fine. I have a few callers. Well, I have another caller online. How are you on tonight?
How are you on tonight?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, okay. Well, tonight we're just having casual conversations about life and life issues. And I know last week we spoke on a couple of issues that was happening as far as people being bullied, kids being bullied at schools, and, like, how can we encourage them to, you know, to not be bullied and things of that nature. We have a lot of that going on in today's world, and a lot of kids are afraid to talk to their parents or to talk to anybody about it because they're afraid of what people will say about them. And they also are afraid that people will judge them and, like, they'll get in trouble. You know, the other kids will look at them differently and things of that nature. And so I wanted to start on tonight by just saying that if you're being bullied, do not be afraid to talk out. And don't be afraid to tell somebody that's an adult, because we don't know when you're being bullied. We're not there with you. So do anybody else, like, well, I'm going to go ahead and pass it to my co-host so he can speak on it.
Hi, y'all. On our conversation that we were talking about last week, we were talking about how people that went to Woodrow Wilson, and they was getting bullied when we was going to school. Well, I actually did. It was kind of crazy for us going to school, that for those that went to school with us. We actually had to fight people on our way to school and our way from school. So, you know, after a while, it was kind of crazy. A majority of us, you know, we was like, they was running. And then I got to the point where I was like, man, I can't do no more running. You know, I'm losing enough weight by walking 3 miles there, 3 miles back. So, plus, you got to walk around Woodrow. You know, Woodrow got 3 floors. But, you know, some people had a problem with, they was like, they were getting intimidated by the gang stuff, you know what I'm saying, and they just couldn't handle it. But, you know, when kids have situations like that, I feel like nobody should be intimidated by stuff. You know, you stand your ground, but, you know, if you can't handle it, you know, tell somebody, you know, let them know what the situation is, because nobody should have to go through that, because it really messes kids up as they get older. So, you know, if anybody has anything that they want to say about the topic, you know, please, you know, feel free to say something so we can reply. And on another thing, that we got some things that we're going to talk about for the end of the night that's going to probably do something to help a lot of kids in the community.
Okay, okay, okay. I also, like you were speaking about when you went to Woodrow Wilson, like, it's not only happening at Woodrow Wilson. I went to a couple of different schools in the Dallas Independent School District, and when we were growing up, you know, things were kind of different from what it is now. Nowadays, people have different situations that they get in, and they be afraid to speak out on it, you know. you have some kids that's quiet. So when you're a quiet kid and you don't mess with nobody, and they have the games, you know what I'm saying? And nowadays they have it to where I feel like it's more open and more like prevention, like inside the school to help, you know, more counselors and things in store to help the kids to where they, if somebody do come on and they, you know, if somebody do come and they bully you or they hurt you, they take you off and they talk to the other people. But I think it interferes with some of the kids because they feel like if I tell you, you're going to tell the people that I told you. And, you know, it kind of puts it off to where a person goes home and it interferes with their home life. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about like a person when they come home? Like if a kid is being bullied at school, they come home and they take it out on their parents or their other siblings. You know what I'm saying? If they have kids inside the household, they may be mean to them and things of that nature. What do you think about that?
I think that, you know, the pressure of it is that a lot of kids feel like, you know, that it doesn't make you weak to address a situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that a lot of things that they have now going on, like I seen how they had the situation that day where one of my little, she got jumped on by a couple of girls and then, you know, it made the news and there was a big, you know, a big thing going on. And my thing is, you know, you got school security. If the school security is there, half of them don't really like to totally do their job. So, you know, the kids will run off out of the school. You know what I'm saying? They don't guard the doors, make sure the kids, you know, stay in the schools. So they just let them roam the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, then you have teachers that say, when stuff go on, oh, I don't care if you don't learn or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still get my paycheck. So it's like a lot of things in school is really like, you know, bad for some kids that wasn't popular or they feel like, you know, people, you know, some people had little cliques, you know, you had a little, what you want to call it, not to say, like, you know, you had a little geek kids, you know what I'm saying? They was in the corners with their little crew because they felt like they weren't popular. Trench coat kids is what we called them. That went to jail long and Woodrow, we called them trench coat kids. But a lot of them were cool, you know what I'm saying? And my thing was I interacted with everybody. I didn't just socialize with people that was from my hood, you know what I'm saying? Because our school was based on every race. It was not just one race. It wasn't just blacks, Mexicans, or, you know, white people, or Chinese, Asian, you know what I'm saying? Woodrow and North Dallas are like multiple things, you know what I'm saying?
So different ethnicities,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to know how to interact with people. And that's how I became so known in the city because I interacted with everybody. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that I was the friendly type person, but, you know, I defended everything that was around me.
Okay. With you being popular, okay, I'm going to say this, okay. You was probably one of the people that they called the popular kid, you know. And so some people are afraid to talk to some popular kids. Like, I've came into contact with kids where I spoke to them and I've asked them myself, like, why aren't you interacting with the other people that's out here, you know, with you? You know, like your other, you know, classmates. Some people find it hard to actually, you wouldn't understand that some kids find it hard to interact with other people. And, like, when you're a quiet person and you're always by yourself, people tend to think of you differently. You know what I'm saying? So you have kids that go in and they feel as if they're loners, you know what I'm saying? And when you're a loner, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, going to school because you don't know how to somebody or, like, meet other people. And that's why I feel like the teacher should, like you said, some teachers say they don't feel like they're just there for a paycheck, and I don't feel like that's right. Hello, we have some callers online at 4789. Say hello on tonight. If your number ends in 4789, say hello. Okay. Well, we have a couple of listeners. Okay, well, we can go ahead and finish the discussion. We were speaking about kids, okay, and we have kids that have different aspects of life, you know, and some kids just go to school to learn, and some kids go to school to do different things. Like, what do you think as far as the activities and, like, you know, they have different activities that they allow you to do, you know, like the after-school programs and things of that nature. Like, what would you say to a child to help them get involved? Like, what would you tell a parent? How would you tell a parent to do their kids if you notice that your child is one that's a loner?
My thing is this. Let me refrain to myself, and you know it's not to say this. Me, I'm a Gemini, so my thing is I know how to entertain myself. You know what I'm saying? I socialize with people that I want to socialize with. I've been basically a loner majority of my life anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that to interact with people is like, you know, the thing of it is, like, I play sports at Woodrow. I play soccer at JLON. I play football for the Cedar Crest Comets when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? I learned how to get involved with different things. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get kids involved in things. And it's not to be like, you know, you have to take kids and you know, spend time with them and show them things. Even it's like being a teacher. You know what I'm saying? You show them things that, you know, most kids that when we were growing up, we was into sports or, you know, girls was into cheering. We spent a lot of time at the Salvation Army over by Roosevelt. You know
okay, well, what about the – okay, you have some business parents that's mm-hmm. always at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the kids that's wanting to get to the places, and the parents are not available to take them. Like, I encourage everybody that I know, like, if I see a kid and they really want
to
do something,
supposed-
I encourage them. Like, I'll pick them up and take them to the places because I feel like the child deserves to have
the opportunity. This is the thing. What I'm saying about the Salvation Army. When we were kids, the Salvation Army. See, my dad stayed in by College Park, where the Salvation Army had buses to where they would pick us up. We would go from Joppy to Pleasant Grove.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have that anymore.
That's what I'm saying. If you have these sports teams, should have these initiatives. That's what I'm working on right now too, y'all. So I'm trying to get a lot of people that have these things, these resources, use these so these kids can be able to go do things, and that way you don't have to worry about all the things that you got going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been doing behind the scenes for a couple of weeks, trying to get, you know, things together where the kids can be involved in stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like the Play 60 thing. You know what I'm saying? Then, I got stuff that I've been doing with Advocare, a bunch of little things. You know what I'm saying? I've been socializing with people trying to make things to where things are feasible for kids to, you know, get involved where they ain't got to be cooped up in the house with their mom and daddy playing the video game all the time and feel like it's free to come outside and be a kid, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't have to be held up in the house like you're in prison, you know what I'm saying? And that's not a good thing because that make you have bad social skills growing up, you know what I'm saying? When we were kids, we would get on our bike, we'd stay in those clips, we'd ride our bikes to South Dallas. That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'd get on the bikes and we'd go places. We did things. We'd meet up at crawdad holes. And we did things. We, you know, we was adventurous. Kids are not adventurous no more. The first thing they think is, you know, I got to go to the internet. I got to go play this game. You know what I'm saying? They don't be brushed out. You know, they don't see things. You know, when they're at school, they, like, feel intimidated by things. So, like, one of my cousins, she's the director of explosives. You know what I'm saying? Which is she does a lot of things with the little girls that they do the thing with DD4L. I'm conversating with her about some stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we're doing a bunch of little things. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a bunch of stuff to help kids. You know what I'm saying? To get things right. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking with people from my church. We're trying to do the thing with Young Life. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of little urns and fires, and I'm putting them together slowly but surely. It's coming together. So time. So it's going to give me probably about after Christmas, I should have everything right. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're doing things like where I want to do a, where I was telling Brady, my co-host, you know what I'm saying, that I want to do my uncle's like one of the head people from Dart Union. So what I want to do is like a toy drive, you know what I'm saying, for kids that didn't have things, you know what I'm saying, toys and all that. So I'm going to put a bus in like every little community like where I grew up at and places where I know some of my partners grew up with. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fill up some buses. You know what I'm saying? I just got to find out where I'm going to get the place. I got to find a place to house the toys so the kids can have, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give back. Then I'm going to give back. We're going to give back to the homeless, you know what I'm saying, for Christmas and Thanksgiving as well as the things they got going on in the city. So I got another little couple of urns in the fire. I'm talking to some more people. One of my good friends, Ken Green, which he's like one of the city councilmen. Used to be a city councilman for the city of Dallas. Me and him discussing some things. So I'm trying to make some things, you know what I'm saying, go right where these kids can feel like things don't have to be. They don't have to be seeing all the negative things that we've seen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good.
So that's basically what, you know what I'm saying, that everything that I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying, with everything to get everything congratulated together so it can go a lot smoother where kid, parents ain't got to worry about, hey, my kid out here getting ran over by a car or some crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's positive things. And people need that kind of thing. People need those kind of outlooks, you know?
you know, you have to use your resources to the best that you know your ability. So I'm trying to bring back things to, like, when I was a kid, I remember we stayed in, where, like, the Oasis, which was Robin Village when I was a kid. We used to play kickball over there. All the little kids from the other apartments, we used to come play kickball with, coming from Elijah Peace, Maynard Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Then when I stayed on our page, we were playing hood football. Everybody did stuff. You know what I'm saying? Christmas, Thanksgiving. That kids were being kids. Kids not kids no more.
Yeah.
They don't ride bikes. They don't, you know what I'm saying? We made ramps out of old tire and a piece of wood. You know what I'm saying? We was creative. Kids not creative like that no more.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to find when you were younger, well, when we were younger, we had things that were,
We made tree houses, you know what I'm saying? We did little things, you know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot better for people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about your kids, you know, when you know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? Kids got to adventure off, you know what I'm saying? Because some things you have to let them learn on their own. If you sitting up and let them play in front of the computer, what do you think they're exposed to?
They're exposed to only internet.
You know what
and they don't know how to
they
go
don't
out.
Know life, they don't have no life skills.
Yeah, they don't know how to go out and
they don't see things, you know what I'm saying? They don't know things, you know what I'm saying? The only thing they know is what the TV, you know, first thing you look at love and hip hop, you know, they watching the TV with their mama, they see the violence. You don't see that, you know, mama know how to be a sociable woman. You know what I'm saying? Daddy arguing with his mama. That's an unhealthy thing, and a lot of kids, they see it. And that's why we have so much violence out here, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody really, you know, takes the time out to really care, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do agree with you on that because a lot of people are not interacting with their kids, and being the kid, you do have the kids that are just stuck inside the houses where they're just seeing the parents, and the parents are doing something totally different from.
There's no family time.
Yeah, nobody has family time.
No.
Nobody has time for the kids anymore. I have a couple of callers online. I would like to acknowledge if your number ends in 4789, you can say hello on tonight. If your number ends in 1537, you can say hello on tonight.
Hello.
Hello, how are you
y'all doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I'm just sitting back listening to you.
What's that?
I said we're fine.
Hello?
We're fine. We're talking about things that kids are doing and like talking about how we can. How kids are interacting with each other, you know, and how things that used to go on back with us when we were younger versus the things that the kids are doing nowadays because they don't have the things that we did. You know, they're not creative like that anymore.
True.
They're more sitting inside. What is y'all aspects on it? What are your aspects on it? Call it 1537.
It's really out of control because society has allowed kids get away with murder, and it's kind of hard now these days because they take the parenting away from the parents, and they give the kids right they can call and put their parents in jail. And I feel like, you know, we have to find some way to beat that and start from now.
Okay, you said the parents. You said the kids are able to put the parents in jail. You're talking about as far as kids calling 911 on their parents when things go on?
Yeah, and they don't have choice now these days. They don't have structure, you know, and we have a lot of, you know, parents that are younger and they kids themselves and they're not taught. And then, too, we're, you know, the Bible has been taken away. And, you know, remember when we was in school, you know, we said our prayers, you know, we pray, you know, during lunch and stuff like that. And, you know, we sang songs, you know, during church and, you know, little songs and stuff. I remember that, you know, but now they done took away from that. So it just seemed like now it's hard to reach some of the kids.
Yeah, it's very hard to reach a kid nowadays. When you have things borderline, you know, some parents are afraid to interact with their kids or afraid to discipline their kids because you do have where the people are called CPS on you or somebody feel like you're not doing something right and you have somebody else involved in your life and things of that nature. And kids are getting to the point where they're getting control as far as their behaviors. I do agree with you on that. Because they do have these people that they can lash out and, you know, grasp, and these people will tell you how to run your household. And I don't feel like sometimes that it's always fair to the parent, but you do have some parents that actually need that in their life versus somebody that's actually you have single parent households sometimes, right? And you have the mother or the father. I'm not going to leave the fathers out too, because you have some fathers that's left to raise their kids as well, because I was one of the kids that was raised by my father. So I feel like nobody should come in and tell you how to raise your kid, but if you are doing something wrong to your child, I feel like it can be redirected if you're causing harm to their child, because their child don't know what's wrong. But if you just have a child that's being disobedient and it needs to be disciplined, I feel like you are supposed to kids. And I'm a disciplinarian. I firmly believe in disciplining kids, so I agree with you on that. I feel like there's no structure.
I feel like these kids are going to school nowadays. I know when we went to school, we had a lot of teachers that cared about us, and they wasn't afraid to, you know, spank us if we was late or tardy. We got licks, you know, and it was not saying that they're abusing our child. They're just teaching them to be more on time and you know, it just seemed like
I agree with you on that because, like, I know where you're going with that. Like, we have things where they used to paddle us. That's what you say. They used to give us paddling.
Yeah, because you get permission from them. You know, you used to get permission from the teachers and the parents. Be like, my child looked up. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You whip this behind. You know what I'm saying? We had structure. You know, and you had a lot of teachers stepped in as being parents as well, and looked out for kids that were hungry.
This is what they're doing now. Some districts, don't get me wrong, I feel like it should be disciplined in every district that you go to. But you have some districts that say you can still sign up for the paddling and things of that nature, but they won't do it because they say that parents get upset and irate because of the how they're paddling the kids or how they're disciplining the kids. But I feel like if you don't, like in the Bible, it tells you, spread the rod for the child. You know what I'm saying? And so that does not only come from the household. That should be with every grown up that's out here. You know, and you have some kids that say, "You're not my mama, so I don't have to do what you say."
Yeah.
And I feel like that's way out of hand. And I feel like at that point, I'm not your mama, you're not my mama, so you can't tell me what. I'm gonna take them to their mom and see if their mom agrees or disagrees. But you have some parents out here that's like, no, I don't want you to discipline my child. Let me do that.
Yeah.
But it is steps to that. But I feel like every adult, first of all, should be able to tell any child what to do. I have a couple of new callers online. 7380, say hello on tonight. Caller is 7380. If your number ends in 7380, say hello on tonight.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. We have a couple of callers online. We're speaking about discipline. Is this Ms. Sharon?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, hi, Ms. Sharon. We haven't heard from you in a long time. I'm glad that you called into Street Talk on tonight.
What did y'all discuss and what is the question?
We're discussing discipline and how in the olden days it was good. Well, in the olden days, they were able to paddle us at the schoolhouses, you know, and let us know that, you know, it was some discipline set up for us, for our children, for us, able to do things, you know. Like, we knew in school, don't get in trouble, because if you get in trouble, you're going to go to the principal's office, you're going to get a paddling, and they're going to call my mama. But nowadays, they don't have that inside the school after they took that out, and nobody calls because they feel like
it's going to be a great big problem. You know, people ready to fight you and kill you if you whoop their kids or if you give simple direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, things have changed. The parents is, they excuse me, they do get upset now if you talk to their kids or whoop them now. I don't think that's good.
What is your outlook on it? What do you feel like? What do you feel like should go on?
Well, the schools down here, they started back the paddling. They signed a form, and, you know, the kids can get paddled. They say it's okay to get paddled. It still goes on here. But
okay,
they have to sign
what area are you in?
This is Louisiana, in Houghton, Louisiana.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Down here in Dallas, they still believe in discipline, but they feel like they don't want to whoop your kid because they feel like they're going to do something wrong to the kid. And like in Duncanville and Cedar Hill and things of that nature, they have other steps that they feel like they have to follow. They feel like they're afraid to whoop your kid. They're afraid to even talk to these kids nowadays. And I find that quite interesting because I feel like that school district you down, letting the kids down. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you have kids that's killing. You have the kids that's killing the parents. You have the kids that's out of control nowadays because in those districts, they feel like they can't. Even if you sign a form at the beginning of the year saying that you believe in corporal punishment, they still do not take those steps. And I feel like they letting those kids down. They're not hurting us as the parents, and then they throw it back at you and they say, well, hey, they should get disciplined from home. We're not here to whoop them. We're not here to be their dads or their moms. I say, but you're there to be their teacher. We're not there at the schoolhouses with these kids. So we don't know what they're doing when they get out. When they out of our sight, we feel like we're leaving them in good hands, but we're not leaving them in good hands if they can't be told what to do. If I have to still come from my job to come to this school to whoop my child or to tell my child what to do, or if you're going to take me away from the work that I'm doing, in order for me to come to the school to tell my child to do something right, you can tell a child all day long, don't go up to the schoolhouse and act crazy with these teachers. But, you know, now, because at the end, they're under pressure, they're going to have their friends around, they're going to laugh, they're going to joke, and they're going to get out of hand. Sometimes they're going to get out of control. I went to a school the other day, and I had a male teacher that told me he was a male teacher. He told me, he said, well, I feel like I can't tell your child what to do. He said, that's for his dad to do. And I said, wow. I was amazed with that. I said, well, sir, unfortunately, I apologize that I'm even leaving my kid up here at this school with you, because who's up here at the school that's going to help my child if my child get out of line? If I'm not here, who gonna do something to him? And they said the principals are there. The principals said, well, we cannot discipline kids. We can't give them a whooping. We can't even really talk to them harsh. And I feel like if you can't even talk to the kids to where they understand, then it's a problem. But I know it all starts at home. But when they leave home, they still do things that the parents tell them not to do. We all know that because they're kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they can't talk to the kids no more?
No, they said they can't say. It's things that they can't say to the kids. They feel like the kids are just supposed to get the discipline from home and come to school to learn. They don't read that. Like, they say that redirecting to them is just telling the kid, I just really wish you wouldn't do that. I mean, it's no firmness. It's like the tone. You remember when we was young, we had some teachers that used to look at us a certain way, and we knew not to cross their path. We knew not to go in this teacher class and do something wrong because this teacher might act up on us. You know what I'm saying? We knew that if we act up, she was going to act up, or he was going to act up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like...
You know what? I think it's... Okay, it's like this. They They allow us to discipline our kids, but they are saying that we're not supposed to leave bruises on them. But 9 out of 10, you can't guarantee when you're whooping your child, because you know they're going to twist and turn, and you're not trying to leave a bruise on them. You know, but they saying that you can whoop your child, but you cannot leave no formal marks on them.
Okay, well, that goes to where if you have a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old child and you tell that child to turn over to you so you can whoop them, okay, you're going to whoop them. You're going to whoop them. Start whooping them on their bottom. If they move, you're going to hit them somewhere else. And
oh,
I mean,
that's true.
It's like you're afraid at home. Some parents are afraid at home to whoop the kids. So I've seen where some parents actually are calling the police on their kids, and I feel like you should have to call the police on your kid.
No.
What are you calling the police? This is your kid. This is the kid that you had. I find that interesting. I set up in some of the areas where it's like some of the single parent areas. I set up around those areas. I've seen them actually call the police on their 10 and 11-year-old kids. What do y'all think about that? They call the police because they say that and they feel like they can't whoop their own kids. I mean, do y'all think about
that? I feel like them the kids that end up in jail or end up dead in the grave. It's just like that little girl that got slummed by the police, and after the teachers couldn't corral her and get her to come or act civilized, and the principal asked the little girl to leave, and the police slung her. And I know a lot of people thought that he was wrong. I felt like, you know, by calling the police, they are only handle certain situation like domestic violence in the street, but not a child. They haven't been properly trained to dispute that situation with a child. And I felt like he should have escorted all the other kids out and locked that kid in that room until their parent came to solve that situation. But
my thing listen to what you just said. You said that you felt like he should have locked that kid up inside that room until their parent came. My thing is, why is people so afraid to tell a 11 or 12-year-old kid?
It's like this. When a situation gets out of control like that, now, I would rather for a parent to be involved before that police really had slung that girl. And I felt like it was unprofessionally because a police, I mean, they have to realize when you call the police on your child, that police is not trained how to deal with children. They're only trained to deal with criminals, you know, disputes, violence, or confrontation, and they're not properly trained, and I feel like they will have to go back and train them how to handle that situation better, because they're going to handle
that child like an
adult.
I have a new caller online. I want to acknowledge caller at 4919. Can you say hello on tonight?
How y'all doing?
We're fine.
Hello?
We're fine. Yes, we appreciate you for calling Street Talk. We're on live, and we're speaking about disciplining children. And I know that you've been on listening a little bit, but you can talk if you would like to. We're speaking in reference to disciplining children. And, okay, Mr. Brand, I want to get back on to what you were saying well. You were saying that the police are not properly trained to discipline the kids. Okay, this is my thing. Once the police is called for this child, I think they should call the parent. But my thing is, should you have to call the police on this child in the first place if a parent or a guardian or somebody that know this child is right here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like kids should be disciplined by any adult. If my child is somewhere and an adult tell my child to do something, if my child don't get right then, I neglected to do what I needed to do at home first. And but I mean, I know that I can't go everywhere with my child. But if my child don't do exactly what that adult told them to do, if I come into contact with that adult and that adult run that by me, I feel like right then and there, I'm going to discipline my child right there in front of that adult so that adult can know that my child is being disciplined. And I'm going to talk to my child and see why my child just couldn't get it right when that person told my child to get it right in the first place. Because I teach my kids at home, if a person is not going against God's will and is not going against something that's totally, you know, totally disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? Because you do have some grown people that disrespect kids and talk to them in such a manner to where they feel like they're being disrespected. But at that point, I teach my kids also, a grown person, you don't know what's on that grown person's mind, so you allow me to handle that. That's when you come and tell me, Mama, I feel like that got out of hand. I don't want you to step over that threshold and get into the grown people's situation because you can't handle a grown person like I can. And if you feel like this grown person did something to you that was disrespectful, you come talk to me about it and I handle it. It's not going to go into a fight or anything. It's going to go into a mutual conversation. So I can understand why my child felt like this grown person disrespected him. Because it had to be way out of hand for a kid to feel like you disrespected them. Because a kid can't be disrespected by a grown person. Because a kid is a kid and a grown person is a grown person. You get what I'm saying?
We all know our place. Now, let me go back to the topic where you were talking about kids being dragged by the police. Well, let's explain this. Let me show you something. Now, this police already know when he went to school for psychology, right?
Yeah.
So okay. He should already know how to break down the terminology, talk to a child. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're a uniformed officer. You have no business. You're a parent yourself. So you treat the situation as a parent. Try to put your hands on one last. That's like me. Next time I get into it with the police, I tell them, you're a rookie. He said, call your sergeant. Get him out of there. I'm going to make him do his job. And while he doing his job, my lawyer's on the other line. He's going to come and he's going to come out of there.
But a child don't have a lawyer.
I'm showing you. That's what I'm saying. The child has a mediator between the parents.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm showing you.
Call my mama.
To get my mom and my dad here so we can get this understood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have no right to go ahead because you as an individual, this is what I'm going to show y'all. And I want y'all to understand it. When you have DIS security or security at a school, half of these people don't do their job. They ride around, talk on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You don't stack their money. They killing. They ain't doing their job. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not going to agree with you.
I'm going to show you why I say this. If these kids are able to go in and out of doors to do things that they're supposed to do, who's doing the job?
Nobody's doing it. I get what you're saying. You're saying nobody's paying attention.
So you want to charge the parent for truancy and you let the kid walk out the door. So why the parent got to pay truancy? You're in charge.
You are.
You need to be the one getting
disciplined. Go ahead.
I was just saying the kid needs to be the one getting disciplined. Because if it's on the parent, it's not fair for it to be the parent because the parent could be at home doing everything they can possibly do. You know, discipline their kids to the full extent. But, you know, society got a hold on children nowadays. You know, we only spend, on average, probably 8 to 9 hours a day with our kids. That's if you work. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, so society got the other rest of that time. You got kids that's influenced all the time under peer pressure. You got kids that don't want to talk, don't want to speak out because they're afraid of other people's opinion. It's an opinionated world. So they act out because they need attention. They need attention. They're missing something. You know, and I feel like every officer that works, I don't care what type of officer you are, security, whatever, I feel like you should have some type of child psychology class. Taken so you can have the right tools to handle the situation on a more proper sophisticated level, I guess you could say.
I feel like people don't. I think. Hold on. This is my thing. I feel like at some point people don't take into consideration of the age group that they're dealing with at that time because it has nothing. It's like an officer shouldn't have to take into consideration. Like y'all were just saying just a second ago that one of y'all, Doughboy, I think that was you that said that an officer didn't have the right to do this kid like this. This is what I'm telling y'all. Hold on. An officer has a right to apprehend anybody that's doing anything that's out of control. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get them back into control and make them reconsider the circumstances that they're going through, okay? So, but hold on. But this officer at this point, this officer probably is not thinking this is a child. And if he do know this is a child, they're not thinking the age group. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, you don't know the generic makeup of this person that you come into contact with as soon as you arrive on the scene. You just know that this is probably a child, and you probably thinking it's a teenager, and then you're thinking this might be a teenager that might be harmful to you, because you do have some teenagers that's harmful and hard. So you can't say that the police officers are totally wrong, but at the same time, you have to take into consideration. That's even with us. We have kids that we talk to, and then we have to think back. Okay, hold on. I'm talking to a child. This is a kid. This is a whole kid. Because, I mean, when you see a child nowadays, they're looking like they're adults, first of all. And, I mean, I have a 12-year-old that looks like he may be 16 or 17 years old. And so people talk to him out of control, off the muscle. You know, like just, excuse my language for saying off the muscle, but I mean, for using slang. But I'm saying, like, totally. They totally go into it like he's a teenager, like he's an adult, like, you know, almost our age. But I have to tell people sometimes, hold on, this is a 12-year-old kid you're talking to. They say, what, he's 12? And I say, yeah, you have to remember that when dealing with him, because he's not going to think like the older kids. He's still a child. So his mind, he might say things and speak like he's an adult, but he's still a child. And, you know, you have to take into consideration with these police don't know, hey, they don't have your generic makeup as soon as they pull up on the scene. They're just trying to get the situation solved. Hold on for a second. I have a new caller at 9887. Stay phone tonight if your phone number ends at 9887. Welcome to the conversation on Street Talk. Can you say hello on tonight? Okay, that caller don't want to speak. We can go ahead and speak.
Now this is why I say what I said. You know, me, myself, I got 8, 9 boys, 4 girls. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I emphasize with all my kids. I tell my kids this. It's better to mind me than to mind society. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to go down where I've been. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, I think you kind of said kind of wrong. You said it's better to listen to what I'm trying to teach you.
Rather than
society,
because
society will teach you the wrong way.
Which what I'm saying is, because I'm always putting it out of context. What I say is, I had one of my sons right now, he played football games in Long. He is like 18 years old, but grew up.
Hold on just a second. We're on Street Talk, y'all. Can y'all please cut your background noises?
He's so malleable to the point where you wouldn't even believe that he's a normal teenager. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when you talk to him, everything you say to him, yes, ma'am, no, yes, sir, no, sir. You feel what I'm saying? It's not out of character. From the beginning.
Yeah, you know what
So you have to teach the kid, you know what I'm saying, to be respectful from day one. You see what I'm saying? If you teach him to be respectful, then they already know this. So when I tell my kids when they're going somebody out, you sit down at, you know what I'm saying, when you first walk in the door. You don't have no business walking around nobody's house. You know what I'm saying? None of that. Until you told to go into this other room where these people are, then you go there. You have to show them structure from the beginning so there's no respect. There's no respect in the streets. There's no respect out there no more. You know, you have to what you want them, you know what I'm saying? It's like us. If we don't have respect for each other, do you think the kids are going to respect each other?
No, they're not.
They're not. Because they see that we speak to somebody. Oh, you're crazy.
Hold on a second. Hold on. We have a couple of new callers online. Caller at 9073. Say hello on tonight. Welcome to Street Talk.
Hello. How everybody doing?
We're fine. We're on live talking about discipline and respect with kids and teenagers and things of that nature. So welcome to Street Talk.
Really?
Any other comments? Okay. Any any other callers, if y'all feel free at any time that we're speaking, y'all feel free to just say whatever is on your mind. You can speak at any time. You don't have to just listen. Y'all can join into the conversation at any time. I want to let y'all know. And go ahead.
See, you know, respect goes along with characteristics. You know what I'm saying? Because you speak to a person that's walking down the street, that don't make you friendly. That's basic common sense. You know what I'm saying? That's something that us black folks, when we were younger, everybody done it. You know what I'm saying? Your grandma would say, hey, there goes Sally Sue. Everybody knew each other. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now it's like, hey, person, you got a problem.
No, you shouldn't have a problem. It shouldn't be a problem when you speak to somebody.
Especially common sense.
Some parents teach their kids also. What do y'all think about the parents that teach their kids not to be so friendly? You have some parents that teach their kids, don't speak to them people unless they speak to you.
Yeah, you know, but there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not disagreeing on that part either.
It is something wrong with that.
That's being ghetto.
No, it's not. It is something wrong with that.
It's being ghetto.
You should teach all your kids to grow up and speak to everybody.
And respect everybody.
I don't care if they had one eye and couldn't speak. Your kid supposed to still speak to that person or keep going. If they ain't talking about nothing, you supposed to still speak. That's just like when the kids come around older adults. When they get trained like that, from when they're young, they can be around the older adults when they get around them and they know how to respect and speak to them.
Right.
How you doing, sir? That's because they see it and that's what they've been taught. But if you ain't been taught that, you ain't going to do it.
You
got some little kids that'll go around old folks, and then they'll see old folks, and then the first thing before the old person can speak to that little kid, the little kid will be like, how you doing? And that'll make the old person, oh, how you doing?
Feel
you
good.
Know, it's a respect thing and stuff.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring out. I'm saying that once you teach, you train your child, and like it tells you in the Bible, you train your child in the way that you want them to go. And so, you know, when they leave you, they'll still carry that with them. And that's what I'm saying.
Already.
Some people are not teaching their kids proper manner, like you were saying earlier about respect. I mean, some people can't wait to get grown so they can.
It don't even matter on that situation because some people raise their kids accordingly to how they was raised.
Right,
and they don't think about the right way to raise them,
even though it's a chain reaction.
It's a chain reaction. If I was raised a certain way and I seen so much bad things, I'm not going to have my kid come in and try to teach them the same way. I'm going to teach them to be better and do something better than I did. You know, a lot of parents not doing that. They're allowing their kids to do the same thing they do.
Okay, what do y'all think? That's called just a tradition. But my thing is, what do y'all think about us when we become grown? Okay, when you get grown, you're never growner than your parents.
Never grown.
Have that respect for your parents. I mean, some people can't wait till they get grown. They start cussing. They start carrying on. I feel like, okay, I understand that you are grown, but you're not going to carry
You had it right for us. They're not grown. They think they grown. They're not grown. A grown person is going to have everything right in their life and got ahead of their life and doing grown-up things. Even if you're doing something slipping file or whatever, you are not grown. I don't care if you're 50 years old. If you're not abiding by the rules, you are not grown. You can be a child for so long, and it's in the Bible. God will condemn you as a fool. I don't care how many times he tell you. Now, if you're 50 years old and you still have been bumping your head, you are not grown.
I like
the way you said, what's that? That's Don Tutu?
You know that's me.
Can anyone hear me?
I like the way. Yeah, we hear you. Who is that speaking? Can you speak? Tell me your name.
It's Honey. It's Honey.
Hey, Miss Honey. How are you on tonight, Honey?
I'm doing fine, babe. Hey, babe.
Okay. Hey, we're glad to have you on Street Talk on tonight. We're glad you called. And what were you saying? We heard you speaking about that. Go ahead and tell us your part on that. Tell us your
I'm like him. How you raise your child is how your child will be. You know what I'm saying? If you got disrespectful people as parents and they allow their kids to be disrespectful to adults or elders or whatever, that's how they will live their life and be disrespectful. And then we'll be finding them in jail or in the grave. Like me, I raised mine. Mine still love Dawes and Jacks and all that. You know what I'm saying? I raised mine
and that's a good,
right.
And that's a good thing. And this is something else that I wanted to say. You know, by all of us, everybody know the person that we all used to be. That's another thing. I totally don't like when a person tell my kids, this is my thing. I'm an adult. I'm 33 years old. Everybody on this line know me. I'm ready. I'm Sean. Yeah, I'm from the Grove. I'm from Peavy. I done been there. I done done that. But my thing is, when you get around my kids, it's a whole different ball game. I'm a parent. I am a mother.
Right.
I don't feel like a person is supposed to. I mean, I know who I am, and you know who I am. I don't.
I know
feel
what
like you're
talking about,
Sean.
But think about this,
Sean. Like
I know exactly what you're saying and what you finna say. But think about this. Think about this. Back in the day when we was little, when we was coming up, if I did something and Miss Ruby seen it, Miss Ruby will whoop my ass before my mom even knew about it.
Oh, hold on. You can't cuss our streets out. You can't cuss our streets out, bro. That's exactly what we was trying
friend.
To say. That's what we was getting at. That's what we was getting at. If somebody down the street sees you doing something wrong, they going to get at you. And so I still live like that. I don't know about y'all, but I still live like that.
Yeah,
I feel like
everybody should live like that.
That's what God wants.
I live like that, and I believe in it. But I believe that the way things got carried on and out of hand, do not put yourself in a child's predicament if you're not being grown. Now, handle that in a grown, orderly fashion. Don't be trying to be a disrespectful parent by getting on this child and then try to send him on. Be respectful and do the same thing as if that was your child. Get on
your
him
child
and
does
face.
As
I
you
got,
do.
I got
they
on your
when,
child.
Okay, when they do that.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, hold on just a second.
I disagree with that. I don't think the
like
child always do what you do. Cause
they do. They watch
what
their parents
people,
do, and that's what they do. They feel it's
well,
all right because their parents do it.
They do it to a certain age.
I'm speaking from experience, and my mama raised me right. I always chose to do wrong because I was one of them type of kids that grew up with, you know,
you
know what I'm saying? And you know, I was trying to find myself. So within searching for myself, I was misled, and I thought that was me, and it wasn't me.
Well,
so don't tell me you have kids who being misled and their parents is at home.
Okay.
Right. Showing
hold
them
on,
right.
Y'all. Hold on, let me say, I agree with you on that. That goes back to where when people say, well, your parents didn't teach you to do that. You know what I'm saying? And everybody grow up and they tend to do whatever they want to do. Be grown. But
they
my thing straight. Is, when you're a kid, first of all, we're talking about a thin line between grown-ups and kids. When you're a kid, I understand that you're a kid. When you turn 18, yes, you are adult. We allow you to do different things, but it still has to be struck. You still have to lead these kids to doing the right thing. I don't care. Like, as far as, yes, our parents,
so
they teach us
parent.
To go out and defend some things that we do, some of the things that we do, because we learn those things. We learn those things with our friends and the lifestyle that we determine to live. We do ourselves. Like you said, I'm doing
no,
and that, you know
that goes back to that goes back to the parent. The parent, that goes back to where the parents to spur the rod. It's on the parent responsibility as that child while the kid is a child. All the way while that kid is a child, that's the parent responsibility to make sure that child get led in the right direction. Afterwards, that child is to make the decisions of his own and then whatever he taught, that's the decisions he make for his life. But whatever your parent taught you, if they was teaching you good and showed you everything you're supposed to know, then that's what you're supposed to go by. But some of us don't know about it. Like my man just said, we want to see things for ourselves. We want to do things for ourselves. You always had that parent that been getting on you and say, I told you to stop doing this. I told you to stop doing this. And then you turn around and say, well, I ain't going to talk to you no more because you want to see for yourself. And you keep getting out there and you keep getting yourself in trouble and find out that ain't what you really was. So we all be lost at a time, but that don't mean we was raised around bad people. We were disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? We know those kind. when you see a little kid, like we speaking on little kids, 7, 8, 9 years old, come up and curse and talk and steal and do a, that's the kid that's misled. That's the one getting
hold on. That's what I want to say. But at that point, when you see this 7 or 8 year old kid doing that, why are people so afraid to say something?
They think it's cool. The one who's not gonna say nothing think it's cool to see little man cussing like me. The one who's not gonna say nothing think it's cool to see little man acting like me as a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take a man or a woman to see that kid acting like that and say you need to sit yourself down and calm down. Get yourself together.
Not to cut y'all off. Did y'all see that little thing on Facebook where that little boy was shooting dice with all them little grown-ups and they were like, say, little man.
Oh, and they was on the porch? Yeah. I seen that.
You know, the first thing I'm saying, say, this ain't your game. You know what I'm saying? I used to tell my cousin. He used to teach my partner and them nephew how to shoot dice. I said, man, don't teach them kids that because then when something come out of character, they ain't about this. Like, they don't live like that. We grew up like that. It ain't that he being taught.
It's he being allowed. Because the same way thing you just said, I seen a little man on Facebook, every bit of like 4 or 5 years old, he tatted up. He got a little gun in his hand sitting in the mirror with a cell phone. Now, whoever did this dressed him up like this because he don't know how to dress himself. His mama or his daddy dressed him up like this and think that's the lifestyle he supposed to live because they live in it.
And that was, and what do you call that? You call it way out of hand. And God, I'm going to tell you.
I call it misleading and you being a child.
Let me tell y'all something. What some people do not get to understand is that God don't like ugly, and that same child that you did like that is going to slap you in the face. Not physically. It might not be.
You don't have to answer to that when he grow up.
He's going to play that out.
Everything you taught him when he was little, he's going to play it out. And then you can't say why you doing all this now. Because you showed me when I was 5 years old, this is how I live, mama. So you can't be hurt.
Look how old dog them grew up and made it to society. You know what I'm saying? You know, he didn't really want to be like that, but, you know, Parnell showed him stuff, but he knew the right stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Parnell was like, hey, man.
My thing is, some people, some parents struggle. This is my thing, too, y'all. We have three minutes left, and I want to go into something that I would like to bring out of this whole conversation. You have parents that are actually out here and they're struggling. And don't be afraid to tell their kids. They might not even know that their kid is acting this way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my thing tonight, if you see a child that's showing you that they're not being disciplined, please don't be afraid to grab their hand, grab a hold of that child and let that child know that somebody do love them and somebody do care. Because, I mean, at home,
that
parents
might
not
be going.
That parents might not even care.
A lot of people, that's not going to sit well with them, what you putting your hands on their kid, regardless of what your reason for doing it.
That's where it comes down to, you know, what you just said,
you can't even hardly say nothing to a person's kid without a person getting mad about it.
That's where it all boils down to foolishness here right there. Because if I can't handle a child and then you getting disrespectful about me getting on your child for being disrespectful, I will handle you. You are grown. So now if I see this child doing something wrong and I'm saving him as a godly person, but you want to jump out and act foolish, now it's time for me to get on your case. See, I can go all the way around.
And that's like that. Hold on, y'all. We have 60 seconds left. Don Tutu, everybody, I appreciate y'all for coming on Street Talk. We're here every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Pass the number along. We're here at 310-982-4126. The same time, same place. Every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I appreciate you all for giving us a call, and please do so. Call us again on next Friday night, the same time, same place. I thank you all for calling. Don Tutu, if you could, please pray us out on tonight.
All right. Everybody bow head, close eyes. Lord, Father Jesus, thank you for letting the message come by and being received as communication through others. We just had church in your name and word. I ask that you, the speech that we just spoke on, I ask that you do your work within the people that's out here and that's got and walking in your faith to take that step and initiative to step up and help the ones that are lost, little kids, old, it don't even matter. Everybody that is lost, step up and take the initiative to get this person the right leading in the right direction in life. And I ask for strength and I ask for healing to everybody that need it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. I'm your host, Miss Reddy, and my co-host, Doughboy.
Say, y'all, we're going to try to do something at my church in the next few weeks, so y'all stay by.
All righty. I want y'all to have a Thanksgiving. Don't come on again until Friday. His church is on Ledbetter, and my church is in Duncanville on Clark Road, the First Free Will Baptist Church. If y'all don't have a church home, y'all are more than welcome to come out and join us, and his church is?
The Church of the Living God, 2016 East Ledbetter, right next door to Carver Heights.
Okay, and we appreciate y'all.
You know how to give me that information. You hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, you know how to give me that information.
Okay.
Okay, and go online and on Facebook and go to Street Talk. It says Shushan, and it has Street Talk. Go on there and add us as y'all friend, and we'll give y'all all the information y'all need, and each one teach one. And I love you all, and I want y'all to know that God is love, and I love each and every person. And y'all, make sure y'all stay encouraged, and y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
I love you,
too. Good night.
Good night.